It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 501. Wow.
You've only had 500 goes at it. How are we, guys?
Yeah, very good. I've, coming off the back of what I would describe as a successful live show.
Yeah, it was great. If any of you yawn, you're out. because we are pretty tired. Mm. I felt like one of those sleeps where you close your eyes and you wake up, but it doesn't feel like you've really slept. It feels like you just...
Well,
you know,
I completely forgot. Do you know what time 97 Tommy got up this morning? Guess.
Normal time. What's 6. Before 6.
I had to get up at 5 to go get Bodie.
Remember, he had to do the driving. You forget these things.
Man.
So Bodie stayed at your parents' place?
Oh, he had a great time. I got there and he wouldn't even give me a hug because he was reading a book with Timbo.
Really?
Yeah, he's up on the couch reading a book in the cutest little outfit. Pair of little socks, little shorts, little blue top.
And so do you, if he doesn't want to give you a hug.
I hug him.
Yeah.
Until he wants to hug me or he tells me to go away.
And so, I wonder, like if I had a kid, whether you push these things on them and say, no, you need to learn to hug me.
I think it's a, do you think you're affectionate?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you grow up in an affectionate household?
Oh, no, not really. But I think I am as an individual.
Yeah. I think people can be a product of their environment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm trying to work it out. I wonder if it is nurture or nature. It's like you nurture this into your
kids. Well, I guess I'd be an example of that not being true. Because, I think I am pretty like, I'm like... fine being, huggy and sort of, touchy, I guess.
One thing.
Do you think 97? Do you think I'm a bit huggy?
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily, but what I think is Bodie is an affectionate child who is an affectionate, he's within an affectionate household. I can't fucking speak.
No, that's okay.
But he loves cuddles, loves kisses. And so it's nice. It'd be hard if you had a kid that wasn't affectionate. Into you. Amy's sister. So Amy, super affectionate, her mum was telling us that when she was young, it was like wanting cuddles and kisses. And then her second child, Bodie's auntie, wasn't like that as a baby, which is, it's fascinating. Just these little kids that have their personalities. What were you, Mr. 97? Do you reckon you're a little sweet angel boy?
Yeah.
Just kissy mummy, please.
Yeah, I reckon I loved a little cuddle.
You still give mum a cuddle?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you tell mum you love her?
Actually, I probably haven't said that in a while.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon.
God, my mum and I have, this is not a, competition.
Mr. Perfect at it again. Have you found another thing?
No, but we have like, I love you. No, I love you more. I love you more. Mm-hmm. And so.
No, you're more perfect.
my mum was super affectionate with me. Anyway, Bodie is affectionate. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Well, your mum even said, your mum has said, I love you to me today. Did you know that?
What, in her email?
Yeah.
I yell out when Mr. 97's mum's on the phone and he's saying bye. I say, love you. Yeah. I love you.
Well, no, so we've got an email.
What does she say when I say that?
I don't know if she hears it or if she does, she ignores it. Mm-hmm.
She's probably ignoring it. Yeah. That's fact.
So, I mean, she doesn't say anything on the phone. So.
Did you want to read out the email from Denise?
Yeah, sure can. Hi, Josh, Tommy and Mace. Congratulations on reaching 500 episodes. Amazing milestone achievement. Loved the show last night. What an epic achievement.
What was that? That your was phone? My phone.
Yeah. That's social media calendar notification.
It's going up. Well, the social media, we can talk about that in a second.
You all continue to amaze me, surprise me, make me chuckle while driving on the way to work every day. Your authentic, real approach is so refreshing and connectable. I love it. Josh and Tommy, I want to take this opportunity to thank you both. I feel extremely proud of Mace, how far he has come, and how he can constantly wants to keep learning and be the best he can be. And that's all thanks to you. You have inspired him, challenged him, embraced him, and supported his learning along the way. You are both awesome. I love that you are becoming a part of our lives. Such an exciting time ahead and can't wait for the next 500 episodes. Have an awesome time in LA. Lots of love, Denise.
I have lots of love.
Lots of love.
That's, is that different to I love you?
Lots of love.
Yeah, a bit different to I love you, Josh.
I love you, Josh. That's okay.
Harper, Craig Harper, and you and myself were in a group chat. My final message was love you, Harps. No response.
I mean, it's always risky. I feel like you might be the holdout. Tommy goes for sort of the holdout approach of a group message. So
I was driving.
Wait for me to write back. So then he sort of knows what he could do to outperform me in regards to response.
No, this morning that did come through when I was in the car. So I couldn't respond. And I didn't want to, I wanted to give it a bit of time. And then you responded and you did literally a similar message to what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so I just ended up going, love you. Appreciate you, Matt, or something like that. Anyway.
The group thing doesn't have to be a competition. Funnily enough, we got a message from Stacey June, a big supporter of ours, and she had done an Insta story yesterday where she said, congratulations, guys, episode 500. This is a huge achievement. You have always been supportive.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, we don't know who it was, but they slid into Stacey's DMs and said, hey, funny story. I don't know if it's ever been addressed, but the boys a few months ago were talking about Instagram and Josh revealed to Tommy that you don't follow him on Instagram anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't think actually in the message she or he articulated to Stacey of that you worked it out.
It sounded was just like you were being a bit of a bitch.
Well, it could have been. I could have fucking, it sounds like I've looked and I've said my old co-host doesn't follow me anymore. And it wasn't the case. I was saying, I don't think there's anything in it. I don't think there's a story there, guys.
Yeah.
And
well, anyway, the Stacey has now started following Tommy on Instagram.
Yeah, mate. I gained a new follower, and it's a powerful one. Thanks, Stace.
So that's good. So we can close. We can close the loop on that. So that's
closed.
Exciting.
Case closed. Case closed.
97. What was the highlight for you of the whole evening?
Definitely MC. Yeah. I mean, it was as scary as I thought it was going to be leading up to it. It was actually all right. I quite enjoyed it.
You did? Yeah. Look at him. Yeah. I mean, he's led the MC.
Yeah.
You know? The thing that made me feel so uncomfortable just has made me grow as a human being.
Me.
Spotlight.
This generation, yeah.
No, I think I was proud of myself.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's good to be proud of yourself.
You can be.
But just watch it. Watch that ego. I am going to prescribe. Do you know what? Actually, that could be fun. I mean, it's a bit passive aggressive. If I was to prescribe you guys audiobooks that you had to listen to.
Ego is the enemy
for you.
What's one for me?
What's one for
Taming the bull?
What would it be? I'll give you I'll prescribe you now.
Okay. So it has to be one that you have because we're getting on a 15-hour flight tomorrow. Is it 15? 14. 14-hour flight tomorrow. Have you listened? This could be fun. It's a challenge. You have to listen to the whole entire audiobook. It can't be over 14 hours, so it can't be like a really, really long one.
I thought I was getting a phone call, but it's just my Apple Watch only has 10% battery, which is very annoying.
Can you bin that thing, bro?
The Apple Watch, it's very hard to keep charged. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to find something.
So Ego is the Enemy. How long is that audiobook, do you reckon? You could probably look that up.
It's probably like 12 hours or something. I reckon 97 could.
That's a fair crack, a 12-hour, because, I mean, you just AirPods.
That's 7 hours.
Oh, that's perfect. The problem, guys, is that you need to bring a pair of headphones that you can plug in because AirPods aren't going to last.
When I was watching Joe Rogan with Edward Snowden, I was like, Joe has AirPods in?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't going to last. And the funny thing is that all of a sudden they stopped working. That must have been a complete oversight because as soon as I saw it, I'm like, how long is this chat for?
Yeah.
Joe's a fossil. He wouldn't have thought about it.
Jamie would have. I mean, he even said, "Oh, Jamie, you can sort the rest of this out,"
which he didn't.
It sounded shit.
Fix it. It's just gone off to be coming out of a speaker.
So
or something.
The book I want you to read that I'm prescribing
is this for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just me, but it isn't. By Brené Brown.
Oh fuck yeah! Well, how long's that?
10 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, do you have it downloaded?
Yeah, I do have it.
I thought it was just me. I mean, I love her, so that's I mean, that's a nice assignment.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that would that
again.
Would potentially...
I mean, it doesn't give me much time. I wanted to watch a movie.
Mm.
Jem said alternatively, you could be good friends and listen to the Glow Journal podcast.
Oh yeah, we could catch up.
The whole how many?
All episodes.
All episodes. All episodes.
But do you think that there's some? I wonder how many people listen to us in double speed.
Yeah, I know.
Conspiracy Jimmy does.
Yeah, definitely. So, what are you going to read? If I'm doing, can you give me my title again? I thought it was just me by Brené Brown.
Yeah, I think all the other one would be Bird by Bird, which is good as well. Just giving you a little bit of.
Have you listened to it? Yeah. Have you listened to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the whole thing.
Oh,
he's not a whole thing.
No. I got the point. I think Seth Godin says I got the joke.
If you're not Seth Godin, dude.
No, but it's a similar vibe. I'm trying to think if there's any other books. The double speed. I wonder if it sort of changes the whole enjoyment factor.
I can't do double speed. I just don't like the experience. 1.5 is okay.
If you're I guess if you're trying to just get information, if you're just trying to consume content, say for instance, if we've if I want to learn some information really quickly, then it's good.
Mm.
But there is something nice about just having a slow.
I mean,
normal
Hamish
pace.
And Andy on double speed doesn't work.
Nah.
I mean, what's the point?
You're not enjoying it. It's more just
this show just gronks on speed. Mm. That's what would sound like. The thing is though, what's better, reading it or listening to it on double speed for the whole duration, or a little bit to get the joke and not actually reading it. So you say, when we ask you, have you read? Yes.
Well, I never listened to audiobooks at faster speed. No, yeah, but only podcasts.
Yeah, but what's better, actually finishing it or just listening to a little bit?
As in, are you better off doing it double speed and finishing it or doing it normal speed and not finishing it?
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, you would argue that you're better off double speeding and finishing it. But I mean, I'm not a speed reader.
Speed listener. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. And so, no, I don't know. I feel like for me, I guess it's all about comprehension. If you read a book and can't remember it, have you really read the book?
Yeah.
You haven't?
No.
If people didn't see you shaking your head. So you said, yeah, and then you're shaking your head.
How do we feel about the results that were handed down last night, boys?
Mm, yeah, it was good. I mean, I think that the main thing is around the double bed. Did you really think that you weren't going to win?
So if you're just getting an update,
you won.
I won. Let's just say my score is Mason's and Josh's put together was my number.
That's true. Fuck, really thought that through, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is that you were saying.
That's pretty crazy, right?
You were saying
what the fuck?
Mm.
How? I mean,
do you think that explains something? What do you think that is a reflection of that high testosterone, which is day to day?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it translates because I'm tired. You're tired. Mm. Mason's tired. We're all just a bit tired. We're all a bit.
It was so funny. I mean, this is Tommy trying to have his cake and eat it too. I said, I'm like, well, having a low score, I don't have low iron, but I do have low testosterone. So maybe that's obviously the reason that I'm tired.
I would like to see how you function at a 17 point higher number.
What if you were functioning at a 35?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, mate, but that's my point was, the funny thing was that Tommy couldn't even let me have that I was tired. He was like, I'm tired too. It's like everything that I have, you need to have a little bit better. I've got high testosterone, tired, so it's got nothing.
I see what you're doing. You want to use the loss to your advantage.
Yeah, I'm saying that, okay.
I'm all good for exploiting the loss poor me. Poor me.
Yeah, there's a little bit of like, okay, well, now we understand the context. If I'm feeling lethargic, maybe I shouldn't be doing as much.
So the doctor, the original doctor I went to said, if you find out a negative result or a lower result or something, you're informed of a lower amount, it means that you now can treat that.
Mm-hmm.
And so his point was, I don't think it's worth, I don't want to treat that. He wouldn't do it for me, this guy that I first spoke to.
This is the one that did the free testosterone. He didn't even do total testosterone.
He didn't do the right one, right? Which is he might have done that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said...
Oh, you reckon?
Well, because he said to me, the reason I don't... I'll do it today, but the reason I don't like doing it is because if we find out it's not great, because he did the assessment of, have you had kids? Mm-hmm. Do you exercise? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I said yes to all of them. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, well, there's probably no problem then. But if we find a problem, you're going to then come in and say, I want testosterone shots. I want to do.
And is that just steroids?
Well, it's a yeah. So, yeah.
Is it? What's the difference between anabolic steroids and the thing that you'd get is testosterone?
Blinky Bill says Josh has sexier legs, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got my legs out on the live stream.
TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, is what you can have. And so you're supplementing what your body naturally produces. And so these would be injections. And then there's a bunch of like anabolic steroids.
Well, you did steroids when you were younger.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Did you get smaller testicles? How small did they get?
Not that small, but you could definitely notice that they shrunk because you don't need to be – my body wasn't needing to produce the shit anymore.
Were you self-conscious about the
– Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
No, not this. It wasn't that bad, but you could definitely notice.
Because how much does it really matter?
The small balls?
Yeah.
It doesn't. The thing is
– Is it purely – a bigger balls just purely aesthetic?
I mean,
and if so,
I always look at like Staffordshire Terriers and their big nuts hanging out the back and think, fuck, they're packing, because mine aren't even close to that size. Have you ever thought that? Like dog nuts?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked and gone,
proportionate? If you look at
for my body,
yeah.
Like that, they're much bigger than mine.
Yeah, they're pretty, like it's a pretty average part of the sort of human. Human body.
What the fuck? Yeah. Other than what they do is producing the testosterone and keeping the human in there, sperm. Other than that, they're actually, come to think about it, they're very important.
So anyway, I was assuming that you would have actually had a lower one based on having supplementing previously that your body wouldn't have been producing it. But then you spend a lot of time doing all of the things. You not drinking this year.
All
of those things have actually peak testosterone right now.
And the worst thing is I'm not actually training as hard as I have been in the past when I wanted to use the testosterone for good. Anyway, I thought Mr. 97 was going to use it because he's young and he's been putting on a bit of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But he fucked it. he's 10 points behind me.
Well, so we need to work at some point what the next test is going to be.
I don't want to have a say in it.
Yeah, hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you've got an idea of what the test should be. Do you have any ideas, Naysavs?
So we've done the shoe size, we've done the testosterone size.
It feels like
size.
They're all being attached to a certain sort of maybe identity of what it means to be a man, which I maybe push back on a little bit.
100%, but it's nice that we got him out of the way.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we can evolve a little bit more into
everyone was coming up
and saying, IQ test next.
Yeah.
I mean, your brother just said that.
Your brother did?
Yeah, he literally just
said
that.
And so that's
that.
The thing, IQ test, I don't know. Because the thing is that I mean, necessarily.
They're bullshit anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is the whole thing. Like, that's how I feel. It's like, what do you think?
I was just thinking the past two tests have been that exact. What's the point? That's why we end up doing this.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe.
To be honest, it fucking gives me shivers thinking about how I have to think about studying or doing something for this IQ test. But I think there is some kind of test, endurance or not even endurance, like some kind of survival, like camping, something where we have to do something fun of cooking.
I mean, this is
going back into the identity.
Isn't IQ identity? It's like intelligence makes up.
I think there's a certain identity that you associate with around like manly, strong provider, camping.
So it could be mental strength. So it could be something like, we have to do something for a full day. We have to sit on a chair for it. Mm. So it's like who taps out? Because I don't know how great I would be at that. Like it's a
no. I think you would be good. I think that something like the IQ test is less. Like we know less about that stuff. I wonder what that would be like.
I mean, Blage and Jem have suggested that we do an athletics carnival. Long jump, 100-meter sprint,
discus.
Discus. Blage also said a pain test.
Oh, yeah, pain test. It feels like we do that every day.
Navigation, something of like orienteering, you know, like you drop somewhere without anything and you need to find your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, something.
Maybe,
I mean, it's a nightmare if you get... Actually, yes, I guess you can just have a tracker on you.
I mean, so the hard thing is, like, how do you measure... creativity. From an identity point of view, creativity, yeah. writing, coming up with stories, doing all that sort of stuff, that feels like it's what I associate with.
Yeah, and so then it's like, how do you compare?
Maybe that's the beauty of it, that, like, creativity isn't something you can compare. It's something
30-day challenge. What about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we find something that has to, mm-hmm. and so then we've each got our own 30-day challenge, which we mm-hmm. kind of did that in the August thing.
Yeah. But there's something flat. I definitely. But
definitely if we bring a bit of
structure
stakes,
to it.
Structure and stakes mm-hmm. with the sort of end reveal.
I thought Organize August had a lot of structure.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a list.
Mm-hmm. No, that list was one of the most popular things we ever did on Instagram.
Did you get through it?
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean to get through it? I didn't do everything on the list, but we got through the month.
No, we'll think about it. We'll get there. I think it'll come up organically. Mm-hmm.
But I hate tests. I think, like, even Bree was saying she had to do, she's doing like, what was she doing? Like this, an assignment for, she's doing a course at the moment.
It's yucky. Just,
yeah, having to do that sort of shit.
Well, I think we spent so much time trying to get away from it, and then you create your own thing so you don't have to go through the tests ourselves and have a selection.
Like, yeah, how, I guess part of it, maybe we have a no test policy.
Yeah.
Maybe we put to bed any test, maybe no competition. Because the thing is the you're the competitive one.
You reckon?
Yeah.
See, definitely. I've never really thought of myself as competitive, but maybe
there's a certain type or quality of a person who is highly competitive, but one of their strategies, and it's, whether it's you're aware of it or is to be like, I'm not competing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it's to throw everyone off. I heard someone say the other day, sandbagging.
Sandbagging.
I don't, can you actually look up what that phrase is?
What would you be doing with it? You'd be putting a sandbag, weighing it down, putting it on top?
Well, I was listening to an interview with David Epstein, who wrote the book Range, and he went head-to-head with Malcolm Gladwell. They've got opposing views. Mm. So David Epstein's all about you have to you can find something late in life, being he's sort of like exercise scientist, psychologist, something around that area. He talks about you can basically pick something up later. So having a range of skills, being good at this and that. Mm. Malcolm Gladwell is more of the thought of the Tiger Woods version, which is start very young, be very focused.
Master your craft.
Master all that sort of thing.
Specific.
But he was saying in an interview, David Epstein was saying that Malcolm Gladwell, he's a runner and he's a very, very good runner. And he was saying how he would say to David, oh, I'm not training, I'm not really doing anything. And then like a week later, there was a photo and he like ran this crazy run. And in that moment, he said, yeah, he was sandbagging me.
Okay.
Did you find anything?
Deliberately performing at a lower level than you were capable of.
Sandbagging. So maybe he wasn't training for anything, decided because he'd been consistently going that I'm going to enter this marathon this weekend. And then there's a photo that pops up.
Mm.
And yeah, so you
said say like my version. Did you ever have mates or know of people that's like, it's the ones who maybe I'm triggered by the idea when I was a kid where it's like, I'd have a friend who would say, oh, yeah, I didn't study at all.
Yeah.
I didn't study.
It was like, probably this guy.
I literally didn't do anything. And then I'm like, I'll speak to them on the phone, like, yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, okay, well.
You can hear the grey lip just in the background.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, okay, well, I won't really study.
So
and
were
then
they
rock out. And they actually were, like, it was a technique to outperform if you quietly work, do it, and then show up and then get the results.
Yeah.
Maybe not overthinking, but I think we should ban the word overthink. I've decided overthinking. We're not saying anymore. But maybe I created a convenient story around that wasn't there. Although maybe there was something subconsciously, which is like, oh, I don't want to really talk about it.
I mean, they're just flat out lying if they say they're not studying and then they are studying. But then they get.
But maybe people have a warped perception that maybe they're so hard on themselves that they don't ever think they're doing enough. So they're like, oh, I'm not doing enough. And then doing a lot.
It could be the
chance. It's like someone who is goes to the gym every single day and then says, I'm feeling a bit unfit at the moment. Like I'm not my optimum.
Oh, yeah. Self. No, I get that. There's a lot of those people. But then, yeah, so then...
Did you 97? Were you like that, do you think?
A little bit, but it wasn't lying in terms of... Like, I would be upfront of, oh, yeah, like, I've done this. But, like, when it came, I think when it was most sort of, like, noticeable was, like, around math tests. Mm-hmm. It was, like,
It brings out the worst in people, math tests.
No, but the thing is, I learned all the stuff during the class. And, like, after my class, I had a tutor, like, once a week or whatever for maths. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to learn it then and there. And so it's like, you know how you had like summary books for maths, mm-hmm. people like paste in or bring in the entire textbook, and mine's just like three pages just with like mm-hmm. formulas and just like nothing. Sure. And so it's like people
you had
come
a bit
up
of
to
an
you,
advantage.
Dude.
Well, I had like no pages to go through, but yeah, mm-hmm. people were just like, oh, so have you been studying? I'm just like, literally, I just pasted this in my summary book, and it's like, yeah. I mean, people would get that impression, mm-hmm. definitely.
God, you, like growing up, I had tutors. I had an English tutor. Like mm-hmm. I had a family friend that came to our house, and then I had this young Jewish man who was really friendly. He wasn't even that much older. Mm-hmm. I was 16, and I remember that this one afternoon, my mate had got some weed and he'd bought a new bong, and I hit the bong at like 4 p.m., and I had the tutor at 7 p.m.
Not ideal.
I was so stoned. I was like, fuck, I better go home and try and sleep a little bit off.
No.
And so I went to bed and woke up half an hour before he got there. And I did the tutor. But I was thinking, was that a waste? Like,
yes.
Our parents getting us tutors yeah, and shit. Yeah. Like for you and I who didn't mm-hmm. do well in school.
I got, you know, when you like move out of home, your parents give you all of your shit, basically.
Yeah. School.
Yeah. It's and, bullshit.
And I think there was even like receipts from all my tutoring or whatever.
Please pay it back.
Yeah,
to
it was like
$27
bucks or whatever it was. But
is that so then your.
It seemed like a waste. I remember two things that were very specific that I remembered was asking my tutor had big muscles. And so I'd constantly get him to flex and be feeling his muscles. So that was one thing that I'd do. And then the other thing was he had these white shoes. I loved them. I thought that was so cool.
Was he a golf and bloody teacher? Golf swing teacher?
No.
White shoes?
No, it was like a maths teacher. It was just like a young guy. And I remember I wanted these shoes and my mum wouldn't let me get them because they were white and blocky. And back then it was like the 90s. And yeah. Like a troll or... Yeah, my mum, yeah, she didn't.
But so
she
then
didn't like the shoes.
Is that is all these things we do in life that we don't end up using, mm-hmm. are they a waste or are they a part of everything we've needed to get to this moment? Like Mr. 97 going to his university for 3 months, mm-hmm. 6 months or whatever it was.
I guess it's part of the journey.
Like I had a reading teacher. What was it? Mm-hmm. Like when the young kids that can't read properly, they go to like, it's called something like an
ESL, but not.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I had a reading, like I couldn't read properly. Remember the anxiety it would give me? Like I'd feel, like feel
if you
just
had
gross.
To, if you had to come up with a test or something that we did as a team that you think that I would win, what would it be?
Oh, you know, IQ test 100%. Actually, no, maybe Mr. 97.
Yeah.
I think your EQ is super high.
I don't understand with it from an IQ point of view. I'm not totally clear on... Like, so creative thinking, I think I'm pretty good at saying, yeah. Hey, here are the problems.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a good test that we can do as a team.
We're not doing tests anymore, but I'm just curious.
A challenge as a team.
A challenge. It's
no, okay. Because
a test, a challenge are the same thing.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
What's the difference?
A test is like, you know, you going and getting like your test results or whatever.
Yeah, you get
a
results.
A challenge would be like... A team building exercise like us going skydiving.
Which we're not
That's
doing.
That's a challenge.
We're not doing. The challenge, I thought, is a panic room. One of those, you know,
bit of problem
we have
solving.
To work out, problem solving, creative uh-huh. thinking comes into yeah. it. How could we get out of here? Mm-hmm. There could be a good one in LA.
Yeah.
I could imagine they're just like,
yeah,
they've got like some sort
place.
Of, look, can you look
so
up?
So what else? So you LA, think potentially IQ I would win. What else?
No, I actually don't think. I think Mr. 97 based on just book smarts.
Yeah.
He would take that
so
out. I'd definitely come last. You'd
Can
come
you
second.
Look up 97. What is the.
What's in an IQ test?
Yeah. What are you actually doing?
There's an English component, a maths component, I'm pretty sure, which I'd be fucked on all of that.
So I couldn't read or write very well when I was in school, in primary school. However, I wrote a like a story. It was called My Story, and I wrote it, and I was almost being funny, but it was sort of
trying to be funny.
Well, it was like, trying to be funny, but I think it was like, okay, this is, you know, I think it was about like bullying a little bit. Oh, like here's this fat guy and he's like does this thing, and it's like, and then, you know, all these people are mean to him, and like, I guess I was using my creativity to express myself.
Well, it was called My Story.
Yeah, it was called My Story. And so they, but I won Writer of the Year at my school, which was cool.
Well, I think that here's the problem, right? With these, when we're young, we go through this, I'm shit at maths or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then can give you a complete complex for your later life.
Algebra. I didn't win algebra, but I got top marks 100% on algebra, which was cool. What are you finding, 97?
So the type of questions found in an IQ test are analogies, mathematical and verbal, pattern-driven, spatial and mathematical, classification, visual, spatial and logical. Don't know what that means.
So an analogy, would that is an analogy
a
like
mathematical a- mathematical analogy.
So an analogy-
if John has
six
two,
oranges-
Yeah, yeah, that kind of stuff. Shit. That kind of shit. It just throws me.
And so that, I mean, they've given an IQ test question, which number should come first- which number should come next in the pattern? And these are the numbers, 37, 34, 31, and 28. Which number comes next?
25?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going down in threes? Is that the idea?
I think so.
I mean, is it then based on time? How much time you have to get through it?
They just get more whack as you go. Find the answer that best completes the analogy. Book is reading as a fork is to A, drawing, B, writing,
eating.
C, stirring, D, eating.
Eating.
Yeah.
Eating, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm a fucking genius. Can we just say I did the multiple choice within? I mean, I'm not going to trivia.
You got the multiple choice of
no,
the-
No, but that was- there were. Anyway, doesn't matter. But anyone on the live stream-
If anyone didn't get that, you need to stop listening and fuck off.
But did you know the answer straight and you just didn't say it?
Well, I was waiting to hear the option. So then, okay. Like, what
Can
if eating wasn't
more?
An option there? What if it was, like, feeding? Wasn't it?
Okay. One more.
If it's not there, it's okay.
Is it going to be hard for you to find another one?
No. It's right here. I'm just trying to interpret it. What number best completes the analogy? They've given a ratio 8 to 4 as 10 would be to A, 3, B, 7,
five.
C, 24, D, 5. Yeah, this is half.
Did you get that straight away?
When you said I understood it, but I mean, I wasn't, yeah.
I mean.
So these, I don't know if that's, am I doing well?
I don't know.
Well, these are the
do they
example
make them,
questions.
Do
I'm
they
sure
make
get,
them harder?
I'm sure they'd get harder. So it's to pressure test your like your intelligence, your intellectual intelligence. You just need a fucking.
Did you get that?
I fell asleep, to be honest.
Yeah, so maybe you wouldn't be great.
I tuned out. I'm tired.
Okay.
Did you have the general assessment tasks at school?
See, I don't remember any of that.
I had such
a negative view on all tests.
You would have remembered a 3-hour exam.
Yeah, we did the GAT.
Yeah.
General assessment test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you just asked?
I think so.
I have no idea what. No, I wouldn't know. Can we do one more?
It doesn't mean anything. We'll nah, my brain hurts.
This is pretty fun, though. I mean, I'm
it's
three for three.
In the easiest fucking test on earth. This is the children's IQ
test. This is for seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, and middle school.
Sam's, you couldn't have planned that any better if you did. Try.
No, but you have to. But we haven't. And you struggled.
I didn't enter into it. Huh? If you don't enter into it.
Well, that was the whole, okay.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, your co-host didn't press you into blood tests.
No, but I think you're right. Take the test off the table. We'll work out some team challenge together. Mm-hmm. Come together.
Could we compete with another podcast?
Oh, that'd be good. Oh, yes.
Yeah. What about the Uncommon podcast? Jordan and Lauren Michaelides versus the Daily Talk Show. Ninja Warrior or something.
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Or Camp Survival.
Survival.
Something like that could be fun.
That's good. I think that we'll let that sit. We'll let that.
Any other emails? No.
Oh, seven? Yeah, before we head off.
We got an email from Troy. Hey, fellas, my name is Troy. I'm 25 and live in semi-rural Queensland outside of Bundaberg. I'm stoked to have found you before the big 500. Massive congrats, boys. I found you guys through Shameless, but I only started listening when you were up in Sydney and have been plugged in daily ever since. Your podcast is playing as I'm driving tractors around the farm and keeping crops alive. Hashtag drought life. We grow sugar cane and cattle. Sorry, Josh. But ironically, I don't consume an excessive amount of meat either. Love the banter and the way you jump between great serious chats and the funny chats. All the best for the US. I'm stoked to be a part of the Gronk Squad. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
Troy.
Bundaberg.
Yeah, it's where the rum's from.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, is that a ginger beer? Is that Bundaberg?
Bundaberg rum, yeah, Bundaberg.
Ginger beer?
Yeah, they do Bundaberg ginger beer.
And that's what I was asking.
Pretty sure.
You kept saying rum.
Yeah, and they've got the rum, Bundaberg rum.
It's definitely the rum.
I just feel like I've seen... Yeah,
the classic like Bundaberg.
But is that connected
with
the
hook top.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been.
I don't know if they're a part of the. If it's
ginger beer, ginger ale.
Oh, what about like sarsaparilla?
No,
what about Dr. Pepper? Who's drinking sarsaparilla though on a reg basis? Yeah.
Dr. Pepper is a very interesting one,
dude. We need to do a soda episode.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So at our house, we should just stock up. We get like 5 sodas each when we're in the States, and we just
should we do soda roulette?
Yeah. And you have to guess the flavor. Mm-hmm. So we have them.
Close our eyes or like
a... I mean, we can put something around them and so you can... It's like a... Oh, we could take the Ben Fordham...
Stubby holder,
put the can into it so it just covers it up and then you... What is that? That's a grape.
Actually, talking about sodas, Dr. K emailed us the other day about the orange vanilla Coke.
Dude, serendipity. Dr. K in a supermarket or in a shop listening to our show either just before or at the time when we're talking about different flavoured sodas and boom, right in front, soda. Mm-hmm. Some wacky sodas, some weird flavours like a vanilla lemon twist bullshit. Yeah.
And so it's orange vanilla Coke. Orange vanilla Coke, yeah.
Dr. K emailed.
She's also mentioned tipping. Mm-hmm. Minimum tip in the US is 15% of the bill before tax and a minimum of 18% for parties of 5 or more. You don't need a tip for takeaway or fast food.
Right.
Josh, for your ingrown toenail, one golden rule we were taught in pharmacy school was too wet, keep dry. Too dry, keep moisturized. You should just wear socks and slippers for the breeze and let the nail grow out. Especially if you walk on it so much, closed toe shoes exert unnecessary pressure on your toe.
Well, you don't ever wear open toe shoes.
So before the show yesterday,
Ep 500.
Tommy said, do you want to go to the shops and we'll buy thongs and we'll wear them?
Yeah, mate, I was hot. I think it was because we'd been running around pre-show pressure and I was just like, I need it. Ended up rolling up my pants because it was the only way I felt warm and it was a bit warm at the venue before the aircon kicked in by the time everyone got there. But I had at that point had an hour where I just started chilling a bit more and I cooled down a bit. Yeah. But I wanted. I would have done thongs.
No, but
you're not a thong guy. You're not walking in them.
The closest thing, I bought sandals for one trip to Thailand.
Birkenstocks? I could imagine you in Birkenstocks.
I don't know if they were Birkenstocks. They had the style of Birkenstocks, but they're probably from Kmart.
Yeah. Sevs, I could imagine you rocking I think most people would know the Supreme.
Havanas?
No. Like the Supreme slipper thong style. I don't know what they're called. Like the you know, the cover over the top and it says Supreme on them. No. I could imagine you wearing
like
that
Adidas,
shit.
Adidas
have them. I don't mind them.
And they have like almost like the thing that looks like they would massage your feet.
And
like
people wear socks with them. People think it's cool. I don't know if I could risk it.
Anything else from Dr.
Anything
K?
Else?
No, that's it. We also got a review. We got a review.
Where is the review?
We got a review from Troy as well. Mm-hmm. They may want
Troy's to, hitting both sides.
Absolute solid move, Troy.
They may want to abolish the rating system in Apple Podcasts, but let me tell you, you have to listen to these gronks. They are a part of my daily life. Funny, funny, funny. 5 stars all around.
Thank you, Troy.
Troy, sent from cabin.
Tractor.
Tractor cabin.
I wonder what the rule is about being on your phone on a tractor. We know that fucking truck driver Danny, who was
train driver.
What did I say?
Truck.
Train.
Train, yeah.
I was trying to get the fucking in there because we know that Danny loves
a good F-bomb.
Train driver Danny was saying can't drive a train whilst listening to something.
And he couldn't have the Gronks in his cabin because I wanted to do a show from the front. Right. But they're actually doing a legit job that needs safety requirements. Imagine if we fucked that up for him.
We got a bunch of other emails, but I reckon let's keep them for tomorrow.
Yeah, I reckon. So tomorrow is Thursday.
Final day in Melbourne. So there's going to be a weird time warping that happens.
Yeah. We're going to go from a Thursday in Melbourne to a Thursday in LA. Mm-hmm. So we're just sort of stepping back a day, but then we get to experience the Hollywood LA. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the Hollywood Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
The HH. And then Mr. 97's birthday.
Birthday's on the first?
First, yeah.
Great.
Big baby.
So if you want to, please send through any happy birthdays for Mr. 97. Yeah. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Thank you to everyone who came to the event. It was amazing that all of you Gronks were there. Thank you for all the support on Instagram. I've never seen so many, like on Insta stories, the amount of stories that we've...
We had a solid line.
Yeah, we reshared.
Solid dots. Like
dot, 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 dot.
Solid, yeah.
And we did a special video as well celebrating sort of the 500 episodes. So if you go to our Instagram account, you can view that as well. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.